When Elizabeth Herman visited her old high school in Newton a few years ago, she was surprised to find that its new history textbooks already include sections on 9/11. She's now a Fulbright scholar, and she's researching how September 11th is taught around the world. So far, she's analyzed textbooks from 13 countries. And she says a country's relationship with the U.S. often influences how it teaches about 9/11.
If the country's relationship with the United States was a little bit more tense, you saw a much more critical view of the United States. For example, I was able to analyze the textbooks in Brazil, India, and China. And in those three nations, relationships with the United States are a little tense. All of those spoke about the audacity of the United States and its actions post 9/11 and the illegality of the Iraq War.
And what did you find in textbooks published in Islamic countries?
In Pakistan, the textbooks completely omit the identity of the assailants. So in the United States and in Western countries, the attackers are talked about as Islamic fundamentalists. They're identified as such. Whereas the Pakistani textbook reads, on September 11, 2001, American Trade Center and other strategic positions were attacked by unidentified terrorists. And in Turkey, it just omitted their identities as Muslims.
What country presented 9/11 most differently than the way the U.S. presents it?
I would say that the country that presented 9/11 most differently would be China. It mostly spoke about 9/11 as a sign of diminishing American hegemony.
Elizabeth, you found that sometimes there were different words used in different textbooks that seemed like subtle differences, but that you think were significant. For example, calling 9/11 an incident rather than an attack. How did you find that that made a difference?
That is what is at the heart of all this. When you're thinking about the way that a story is told, you might imagine that one word chosen or substituted for another would not make much of a difference. But when you take all these little changes together, you get a tone that is very well defined. For example, the way that you would describe the people who executed the attacks of 9/11, whether you call them attackers or whether you call them assailants or whether you call them individuals, has a very different connotation and creates a very different image in one's mind when you're reading that textbook.
Why do you think it matters that students are getting different perspectives?
This is one of the first generations that has textbooks that have had an event that happened less than a decade ago written into their history textbooks already. That's new. And so that kind of speed with turning current events into history, I think really changes the way the next generation is going to view these events and discuss them. And I think that if students grow up with completely politicized views of these events, then we can run into a lot of trouble.
Do you think there's ever really an official version of events? Doesn't it always change depending on where you live and what your political viewpoint is?
Absolutely. And I think that there's no right way to teach 9/11. I think that the best thing that you can do is provide as many perspectives as possible and help students learn how to synthesize those narratives themselves.
And that's your goal, I believe, is to take all the different versions you've come across and create a curriculum that presents all those different viewpoints.
That's exactly right. You know, originally I did set out on this project imagining that I could come up with the right way to teach this in schools. And over time, I've realized there's no way to do that. If you hand a student 13 different ways of looking at 9/11 from 13 different countries and ask them, how is this different from how you've learned this in the past? And why do you think it's different? Why do you think that Pakistan tells the story one way and Brazil speaks about it a different way? Who's writing this history? I think that that's the only way that we can actually reach a new understanding on this event.
Elizabeth, thanks very much for talking with WBUR.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Herman is a Fulbright scholar who graduated from Newton South High School in 2006 and from Tufts University in 2010.